Hey friends, happy Monday and welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is episode 171 and I'm your host, Katie. Today, I just wanted to do a quick tip Monday and give you my top five tools for a non-diet approach. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fierce. So obviously you can go through intuitive eating. There's a lot of research out there on the internet, a lot of resources. And by all means, I know people, you know, I myself started kind of my journey of just going through what I found in free resources and learning about it on my own. Now, definitely many women find that they start to go through the process and it can be a little overwhelming to do it by yourself. And so that is what I do with my one-on-one work, is I help walk people through the process and offer, you know, just more insight and tools to help you go through the process deeper. And I don't want to say faster because that looks different for everybody, but basically go through it with somebody else, right? So the first tool in the toolbox that is absolutely essential is the latest edition of the Intuitive Eating book. Now, the original principles came out in, I think, 95. So it's been around for a long time, and it wasn't until this year that they actually revamped it. And I've recently purchased it because I think it just came out, you know, a few months ago. And so I really encourage you to start with that book, go through it, highlight it, take notes, and really just digest it, because it is, if you're new to the intuitive eating concept, it can be a lot. And so getting the book, but don't feel like you have to go through it all at once. You know, I have many clients who will pull out one chapter and go back and forth. You know, it's not your traditional diet book where you go from start to finish. It's really a process and it looks different for everybody. So that's the first thing that you'll need. And you can buy this off Amazon. We'll post links in the show notes of where to get it, but it's, you know, like less than $15, totally worth every penny. The second tool in your toolbox that I often recommend is the Intuitive Eating Workbook. Now, this is just what it sounds like. It's a workbook. So there'll be journal prompts, there'll be questions, activities. So if you are the type of person who it's hard for you to just sit down and read, the workbook can be really helpful as well. But even, you know, I know many people who have gotten the workbook and also found that it just feels like a lot, but it's definitely a great place to start, especially if, you know, you've learned the concepts, but you're like, okay, now how do I actually implement them? This has a lot of really great activities. I often pull it out and it helps with the work that I do with clients. So it's a really great resource if you, you know, want to take action. The third essential tool in your toolbox is going to be community. So this non-diet approach is countercultural. It is not the norm. And so it's really important that you have someone to talk to and people in your back corner to talk about what you're going through. So whether this is a Facebook group, you know, you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group. Maybe it's a friend who's going through the process with you, just somebody you can talk to. Maybe it's your dietitian, maybe it's a therapist who can talk to you through it and not, you know, from a non-judgmental, non-biased lens. The fourth tool in your toolbox is going to be podcasts. Now, I really believe that every time we hear a message, and to reinforce it, we need to hear things differently and oftentimes more than once and in different ways before it clicks. So obviously Fit Friends Happy Hour, we talk about, you know, intuitive eating, but there's so many different ones out there that you should subscribe to and listen to on a regular basis, again, to just keep hearing about the different messages. Some of my other favorite, you know, non-diet dietitians include Drunk Dietitians, as well as Anti-Diet by Christy Harrison, or Food Psych, Anti-Diet is her book. But there's so many different ones out there. And so keep listening, because each time that you hear this message and you hear it from somebody different in a different way, it's going to resonate differently. You're going to be going through a different experience in your life at that moment. Something else may be happening that you'll hear the message when you need to hear it, if that makes sense. So we'll be sure to post the links to some of those favorite shows in the show notes. Psst, it's me, Katie. And in case you haven't already noticed, I kind of care about you getting results. Now, I'm not talking about results as far as body fat composition or the number on the scale, but I'm talking about implementing the things that you are learning here each and every week. Head on over to Facebook and just search Fit Friends Tribe to request to join our group. This is a free Facebook community where we talk about the podcast episodes each week, and I give you action steps on how to implement what it is that we talked about so that you're not just listening, learning, and absorbing information, but you're part of that top percent, that top 2% that actually takes action and changes their life. So facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe. I'm going to ask you a few questions to make sure you're not some weirdo from Antarctica, and we'll let you in. See you there. All right, back to the show. And the fifth tool that you definitely need if you're going through a non-diet approach is some type of journal. Now, I am not the one to write things down every day all the time. However, I do believe in the power of writing down and wanting to take inventory of how you're feeling and a way to track your progress, especially if you are a numbers-driven person, in order to see like what is happening. You know, how are my thoughts changing? You know, what else is changing in your life that is showing you that, yes, this is the right path for you, or no, I'm getting stuck and I need help in this different area. So for example, we use an app with my clients called Practice Better. And what's awesome about this app, and I believe this is not something that you can access through the public, you do have to be working with a practitioner. So all my clients have access to an app that has no calorie counts, no numbers. I can see that stuff on the back end if I need to for medical purposes, but it allows them to track their food, track their mood, track their hunger levels, any other symptoms that may be experiencing. It allows them to take pictures of their food, you know, track sleep, water. I mean, because there's so many different metrics, and sometimes seeing, you know, what people are eating and the types of food can help me help them integrate the health piece, the nutrition piece when it comes to a non-diet approach. There are other apps out there such as Recovery Road. I know that is a real popular one. Now that is definitely geared more towards eating disorders, but I think it's still valuable. You know, there's other apps like, there's one I can't remember. I will have to do some research and post in the show notes, but where you can just take pictures. And so there's other ways to track your progress. But really the key here is that writing down and reflecting, because, you know, we can't always measure what we don't track. And that doesn't have to mean numbers. So if you are feeling motivated, definitely encourage you, do some research, do some exploring. Try to do this intuitive eating and non-diet approach on your own. Absolutely, it can be done. But if you are feeling stuck, if you're going through this process and you think it's not working, I invite you to revisit, to look at it from a different lens, to keep learning, because I truly believe that intuitive eating can be for everyone. It's challenging. And the more disconnected you are from the body, the more, you know, negative experiences around food in your body that you've had, more trauma, it can make it more challenging. But it is so rewarding, and it is possible to get to a place with food in your body that doesn't feel stressful, that doesn't feel forced, that actually feels, dare I say it, enjoyable and pleasurable and sustainable. And I think everybody deserves that. I think everybody deserves to have a healthy relationship with food. I do want to recognize that intuitive eating and a non-diet approach, it's a privilege. I mean, it really is. It's possible when you're at a place that you can, you know, if you are going through something else and maybe you do have food scarcity, or, you know, there's other social issues going on, intuitive eating may not be the right time. But if you are at a place that you feel like it is the right time, you have, you know, the resources, the access to technology, the access to the community and books and things that you need, then absolutely go for it. So I invite you to join us for my metabolism masterclass. I will be teaching this on Wednesday, October 21st, 22nd. I should probably check a calendar. Either way, the link to register will be in the show notes. And we're going to talk, how do I reset my metabolism? How do I, you know, take kind of this non-diet approach from a non-diet lens? And so I'll be talking about, you know, different tools that I recommend for my clients, that I use with clients to help them. But again, also just to reinforce the message, to help you hear it from a different lens, to really decide if it's right for you, if it's the right time for you, what other tools in your toolbox do you need in order to be successful? Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. As always, leave us a review, hit that subscribe button, because that is how we reach more fierce females like you on this journey to redefine the word fit, to redefine health, and live more, get more from our life. So we'll talk to you later and hopefully see you on the Metabolism Masterclass.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.